The sorry saga that is Leyton Orient continued with their 3-0 defeat at Cambridge. That means they need to pretty much win their last five games to stand any hope of staying in the Football League. If they don't, and certainly if they lose their next two, then they will be gone 100% by Easter Monday. So in a week's time, we could already know Leyton Orient's fate pretty much. The O's starting lineup yesterday contained eight players under the age of 20. That has got to be incredibly unusual in League Two. Although they put on a spirited display, they were given a really tough examination at the Abbey. The fixture at Cambridge went ahead despite reports of a potential strike by the O's players. They were considering taking action over the fact their wages for March are yet to be paid. Many of the experienced players were not available for selection, as caretaker manager Omar Risa explained.
I suppose difficult in respect of not being able to plan properly is very frustrating for a manager or a coach. You don't quite know what you've got, and you can't prep a session because you're waiting to see what's going to happen, what the outcome is. And you know, so we had players drop out on Friday with little niggly injuries. I think Nicky Hunt dropped out with a knee that he's had a problem with for a while, but he's played through it, and he's sort of, Friday was maybe a bit too much, so we decided to stay at home. And then Callum Kennedy with a groin on Friday said it was painful, so he had to drop out. And then Teddy Mezeguet came out and tried to train, and his was sore. And obviously all the other injuries that we've got currently are long term, which we've spoke about. Mickey Collins has had a bad back, and we've managed to get him through the game today. He was touch and go, but you know, fair play to him. He's got out there and braved through it again. And it's been tough, you know, not knowing sort of what team I'm going to be able to put out and what system I'm going to be able to play. Even today, I got to the point where I wanted to play a certain system, but I couldn't. I just didn't physically have the players to do it.
Is there a coincidence between the number of injuries and the fact that wages once again weren't paid?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's been a long season. If the boys are feeling they've got injuries, the only way that can be dealt with is, you know, having scans and having a look. And you know, we have to take it as it is. If someone says that they're not feeling good to play, then you know, you can't push them out on the pitch. So
it's asking a lot of the youngsters today, though, wasn't it?
It was. It's been asking a lot of the youngsters all season. You know, I've said that, and a lot of them probably haven't been ready to play as many games as they have. But again, they've been brilliant. They've worked hard. There's been boys playing different positions. So I had to play Sandro at left wing back. I had to play Freddie Moncur at right wing back because I didn't want to change the system. And I thought, you know what, we're going with six more games. I want to go for it. I want to try and put the opposition under pressure. And to a certain extent, we did. You know, we kept possession well. We played through the thirds well. We conceded a goal that boys sort of dropped their heads a little bit. But we carried on. Lots of positives from it, again, that I can take back to the training ground that we need to work on. So if I can sit in there at the end of the game and talk to the players and say, you know what, you've worked your socks off, you've worked as hard as you can, you've been brilliant as a team again, in respect of how hard they're working for each other, and we can take something back and say, look, well, let's go and work at this, then that for me is what I should be doing now, is taking things from the game that we need to work at, try and make it better for the next game, and that's all we can look to do.
That's Orient boss Omar Risa there talking about the 3-0 defeat at Cambridge yesterday, which leaves the O's in huge trouble at the bottom of League Two. Martin Ling is a man who knows the club well, a former Orient manager and player, of course. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon.
Now, when we work in radio, and quite often we say that you can actually say a lot by not saying anything in terms of just silence. Okay, so you've just listened to that interview with Omar Risa where he was basically asked the number of injured players at the moment, does it have anything to do with the fact wages were not paid? And then there was
painful
silence before he started to answer. So what do you interpret that to be mean?
Look, looking from the outside, he can't throw the lads over the side of the boat and say yes. But the obvious answer is, if any of your listeners or Orient supporters was working in a company and you wasn't going to get paid, and you can go out and play for that company and maybe get injured and not earn yourself a living next year, would you go out there? You know what I mean? And I don't blame the players for doing it, I'll be honest with you. And the obvious answer is there is some players that are not being chose to be selected because they've got a niggle. And you have to go along the line. You can never, if a player's not fit and he declares himself not fit. But I think in that instance, if Omar had the experience, he would have said yes. I think he would have said yes and come up with that answer. That's for me. It's obvious to everybody that there is players there that are ducking the issue. But if I'm honest with you, I don't blame them for ducking the issue because you're not being paid for what you do.
Is this something that you've ever come across before in your time, either as a player or a manager?
No, not in the, 30 years that I was involved as a player and manager. I was never at a club where the wages wasn't paid. So was never put in that position. But I know just me as a person would have been one of the people thinking, if you're out of contract in the summer and you go and break your leg in that game at Cambridge, I ain't going to pay you next year when you're sitting in the hospital, when they won't pay you now. That's the answer to the question. So, no, I've not been in that situation. I think it's really hard for Omar because, I was just speaking to Mar Sam in the garden, and I know it sounds stupid, the sun was out and he was laying out there, and I said, what was Omar when you left the club? And he said he was the assistant under-16 manager. And now he's the first team manager.
How long ago was that then, Martin? What was the time difference?
Not even a year yet. Sam ain't been left there a year. He left there last May. And when he left there last May, Omar Reitzer was under-16 assistant manager. And now he's managing the club. So I think it's no detriment to Omar. It ain't his fault. And I like his enthusiasm. But he's come from from being an under-16 manager at Orient to being the first team manager. Of course he's going to have it, be... happy doing the job that he's doing because he can't believe he's there. He shouldn't be there because it's total mismanagement from above, and it ain't Omar's fault or the players' fault. This situation has arose.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Martin, because you've said yourself you don't blame the players, you understand it, but as a manager, what is Omar supposed to do in this situation? Is he meant to sort of give them a big good talking to and get them to play, or do you think he's in the same boat as well? He understands it and there's only so much he can do.
If I've been put in that situation, I think Omar has got to do and accept that some will choose to play and some won't, and you can't judge what one's right and what one's wrong. It's about a personal choice, but you certainly can't blame the players for not playing. At the moment, the contract that they have got is being broken by the chairman. He keeps saying that they're going to be paid, and there's an excuse after excuse coming out from there that why it ain't being paid. I think he will pay it, a bit like the tax bill. I think he just wants to make people suffer and sweat, and I'm talking about the owner now, and prove how strong and big he is, because I think it's all about self-profile for him, and that's the problem with him taking the club over. He wasn't happy to be the owner of the club and let people get on with their work. He wanted to control all situations, some of the situations. I mean, I think he was genuine when he first came in, Bocchetti. I think he thought he could put big money into it and the team had just lost out in the playoffs and make it happen. But for me, the writing was on the wall after 2 months when Matt Porter was asked to not do the job he was doing, which was to stay there in there for a year and help guide them in the right direction because they thought they knew better on something that he's been doing for years and years and years and they've never done. He doesn't want to listen to people. He's never going to listen to people. But he'd pay the wages, but he'd make everyone sweat and make everyone suffer. And I'm not so worried about the players. I'm more worried about the staff because the players will be paid by the PFA because the PFA will always help. Will sort their contracts out. But it's only the players that it looks after. Like the people that are behind the scenes who ain't being paid. And someone like Lindsay Martin, who's been there for 20-odd years. Ada, who she's married to, who's been there the same sort of time. They've got mortgages to pay. They've got, bills to pay, and they're not getting paid. And they've got no one to back them in terms of that they know they'll be OK financially.
Yeah. OK, one final quick question. Martin, what is it? 10 points the difference now between the O's and safety. They've got a game against Hartlepool, who are the side they're trying to catch. 5 games to go, 10 point difference. Any chance?
No, there's no chance. I mean, if they won all 5 games, the teams above them would probably just about get enough points. But you don't go from what they've been doing with the side that they've got. Because there's boys there that's been exposed as well. I'm talking about Omar Rita that's out of his depth, not for his own fault. But there's also players there that are playing and that shouldn't be playing. And if you put one or two youngsters in the team, you'll be okay. But when you put them all together, you're not going to win 5 games in a strong, hard division like Leeds. So I think they're doomed, unfortunately, and it's sad. But I think that's the writing is definitely on the wall, and they will not get out of it, unfortunately.